I got up this morning at 3:15 a.m. to be here, and I tell you that because we are here today to wake up Missouri about all the legal problems that permeate the Missouri death penalty process. This morning, I'm actually quite dismayed to present this report of Missouri executions. This report is the culmination of over 2 years of research. We present it today because we hope that it will persuade legislators and Missourians that our death penalty system is broken. We need a moratorium on executions to understand all that goes on. As you know, a death row prisoner who is facing execution can plead to the governor for mercy to save his life. The prisoner, his attorney, and citizen groups may file petitions for clemency, either asking that the governor grant a stay in order that executions may be paused so that investigations or inquiries can be made, or asking that the governor commute the sentence to life without parole. Now, clemency is extremely important in the process of doing justice. The United States Supreme Court underlined the importance of the role of the governor in 1983 in a court decision, Herrera versus Collins, in which the court said, "The justice system, like the human beings who administer it, is fallible. And it is the role of the state executive to ensure that no miscarriages of justice occur." When the courts do not correct the errors and the judicial process has been exhausted, the fail-safe in this death penalty process is the governor. This report that brings up miscarriages of justice has examined all 46 persons executed in Missouri. And I want to stress that this report takes a very conservative approach when we present only the claims that are factually credible claims. For example, in the question of innocence, first, the report details 5 persons whose claims of actual innocence are very strong. We include 7 others who had claims of innocence, but include them under other categories in this report. We also did not include in this category of innocence those 7 persons who claimed that they killed in self-defense, or those other 6 persons who were present but were not the actual killers. So this is a conservative representation of the information that we have gathered. We are convinced that this information contained here in the report leads to the conclusion that there are systematic problems with the justice system and that Missouri should pass a moratorium on execution so that errors are no longer made with our tax dollars, and that gives us the assurance that justice is being done. Now, the costs of the death penalty need further study. We have not, in this report, examined what are the costs to correctional officers as they engage in killing persons they have been living and working with for years. We do not, in this report, talk about the costs of going through an execution and keeping the case alive for victims' families. We do not talk about the costs of attached to post-conviction attorneys who get involved at a late stage in the case and find that they are ineffectual to reverse an error. We do not look at the cost to our justice system when appeals and proportionality reviews are not involved in reversing the inequities of the system. And finally, we do not talk about the cost to the family and friends of the condemned. So further study needs to be engaged by the state, and for that reason as well, we need a moratorium. I've already mentioned our first category of cases, those persons who have very strong claims of actual innocence. The second category that we classify individuals under is a category in which co-defendants received a lesser penalty than the condemned. This report names 11 persons who were co-defendants, whose co-defendants received a lesser penalty. In many cases, the persons executed were not the actual killers. Their convictions, in many cases, were the result of a deal with prosecutors in exchange for their testimony against the condemned. Our third category in this report gives details of 12 persons whose mental capacity cast doubt on their ability to premeditate first-degree capital murder. In virtually all of these cases, the information of diminished mental capacity was not known by the defense attorney at trial, and because the defense attorney did not investigate and uncover this information in a timely fashion. Our fourth category of the report gives details of 17 persons whose cases were involving legal problems to such a degree that the constitutionality and the reliability of the result of a death conviction are in doubt. Examples in this category almost always are the result of an inexperienced or poorly trained attorney, or an attorney that simply did not have the resources to do a vigorous and adequate defense. Sometimes it's misconduct which made other problems aggravated for their client. Now, some claim that we do not have problems in Missouri with our death penalty process, as other states do, particularly mentioned is Ohio. You recall Republican Governor George Ryan in Ohio last year in January of 2000 declared a moratorium on executions because he was troubled with the errors that were being discovered in Ohio. Since that time, 5 other states are studying their death penalty systems: Arizona, Indiana, Maryland, Nebraska, and North Carolina. Our report exposes the myriad problems that permeate Missouri's justice system. And when you add all these individual cases together, the picture of a legal system is clearly one that is broken. We want Missouri to recognize that serious questions exist about how we determine who is guilty of capital murder. This report presents information that indeed innocent persons are executed in Missouri because of ineffective lawyering, where total inexperience and lack of training coupled with a lack of money for the defense results in no investigation being done and no mitigation witnesses being presented to the trial court, to the jury. This report tells of prosecutors' questionable deals with witnesses, including jailhouse snitches, in order to get a death penalty conviction. This report documents that there is disproportionality in who gets the death penalty. Often the killer makes a deal to testify against another, which means that the most culpable persons do not get the most severe penalty. The public is rightly concerned with justice and safety issues. Of course, we all want the guilty to be punished. But this report demonstrates that the results of the death penalty trials are unreliable. However, the system results in errors that remain uncorrected. It begins with the inexperienced, untrained trial attorneys. It continues with prosecutors on occasion who take advantage of the inexperienced lawyers. Judges will impose
We're getting some further now. Okay. Can you wait for a second?
I'll try. Okay. Judges will impose the death penalty when juries are deadlocked, cannot agree on the death penalty. The Missouri Supreme Thank you. Appellate courts have deadlines and procedural barriers to reviewing the substantial issues of the case, the merits of the case, and so those problems are not even considered at the appellate level. And then it continues to the governor's office. And when we believe in our political system that the governor is politically unable to halt executions, the errors go uncorrected. The fail-safe does not work. We've seen in over 70% of the cases that there is new, significant information that was not available to the jury, was not available to the judge, that only became available after significant investigation was done by the post-conviction attorneys. And so the governor is forced with making a decision which does not overturn the jury's decision. It is based on new information. This new information points to the unreliability of the results. It does not matter who the governor is. The clemency process is not working. We believe that the system is not correcting errors and is not protecting citizens from crime. In 1989, the governor of Louisiana, Governor Romer, said that while the standard of proof in a capital murder is proof beyond a reasonable doubt, the standard for death should be no doubt. Yeah. This report brings to light the significant doubts that permeate the Missouri death penalty process, and we urge the leadership to stand up and recognize these problems. We will be giving a copy of this report to the governor and to the state legislatures today. Thank you for your attention. Yeah.